This is a product. Howdy friends, I am Radio Ralph. Hope you enjoyed the extra day we had with the leap year as we now enter the month of March. Kelly Clarkson will once again be the host for the 2020 Billboard Music Awards that will air on NBC. This will be her third time to host the show. She also has a show, The Kelly Clarkson Show, that is produced by NBC and is on the NBC hit reality show, The Voice. So she has a lot of projects going on, and NBC appears to be rewarding her. In past years, she's done renditions of other smash hits, and I'm sure that will be no different this year. But she's done a wonderful job in years past, and I expect her to deliver once again. So that will be April 29th on NBC. Sticking with award show news, Keith Urban will be the 2020 ACM host. The American Country Music Awards air CBS April 5th. Keith Urban will host the 2020 ACM Awards. The country superstar will be taking over hosting duties in a post to the Academy of Country Music's social media accounts. This will mark Urban's first time ever hosting the ACM Awards, and it coincides with the release of new music. Urban has also released a new single titled God Whispered Your Name. He debuted this song live during the country radio seminar in Nashville last week. The 2020 ACMs are set to take place April 5th in the MGM Grand Arena in Las Vegas. The award ceremony will be live on CBS beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on April 5th. Well, former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo and current CBS analyst just received a big payday to remain with the CBS and CBS Sports brand. Romo remains with CBS after signing to long-term signing a long-term contract. Now, in 2022, CBS rights with the NFL come to an end, but they are expected to retain their rights, which would make sense to sign Romo to a long-term deal. CBS spokeswoman CBS Sports spokeswoman Jen Sabatelli said that the network and Romo have agreed to a long-term contract. The New York Post reported that Romo's new deal is worth $17 million a year. If the former Dallas Cowboys star was still playing, that would make him the 17th highest paid quarterback next season. So, he's making, I guess, decent amount of money. I mean, if he was a current quarterback, he'd be the 17th highest paid. And there's only 32 teams. That's somewhere middle of the pack. But for an analyst, that's not bad. And knowing that he's already had all his millions from his NFL days, it all adds up. So he's doing fairly well for himself. And I think he made the right move to stay with CBS because they had the Super Bowl. And ESPN was going after him pretty hard, trying to take him away from CBS. But ESPN does not have the Super Bowl, so I think that even though he would have got the Monday Night Football gig, Monday Night Football is not what it used to be. And it's not as, while the name brand is still there, it's just the product has changed and it's not as good now that it's on ESPN. I think if it was on ABC, it might have a better chance of ratings-wise and everything. And they've tried to put mediocre talent on the broadcast, and it has not worked. They've tried to be cheap. This was their first attempt at ESPN to land a big-time free agent announcer, analyst. And Romo made the wise decision to stay away from ESPN and stick with CBS. Because once you're at ESPN, ESPN expects you to be on their sports centers and their other radio shows and make appearances everywhere. And so you don't really, it's really a year-round thing. And with CBS, Romo gets he gets to have an off season and take a break and then come back and be ready to go for football season. And CBS has the Super Bowl in this coming 2021 year. It will be in Tampa Bay, Florida. It was originally supposed to be on NBC, but NBC and CBS swapped years because NBC is supposed to have the 2020 Olympics, and so they wanted it in 2022. NBC wanted to have the Winter Olympics and the Super Bowl. So they swapped years with CBS, and CBS was supposed to get the Los Angeles Super Bowl in 2022, but they swapped years, and so CBS will take NBC's spot in hosting the Super Bowl in the 2021 calendar year. It'll be the 2020-2021 NFL season calendar year that CBS will get the Super Bowl. So congrats to Tony Romo for the big deal, the big contract, and he gets to work with a real professional in Jim Nantz, who does Final Four and national championship coverage. He does golf and many, many more, the Masters, and he's a great NFL analyst, so CBS has a top-notch team. Now that we are in March, we are in the middle of Lent season, and you may be asking, why do Catholics not eat meat on Fridays? And that is because it is in remembrance of the sacrifice of Christ of the day that he of his death. And that is why during Lent season, Catholics do not eat meat on Friday, as well as on Ash Wednesday. That is supposed to be what is followed. And then on Easter, or at the end of Lent season, Christ rises again, and then at the conclusion of Lent season, meat can be had on Fridays once again. So Lent season lasts a little over 40 days. It's 40 days. I believe it adds up to 43 days, because you are not supposed to count Sundays. So while Lent is 40-day season, since Sundays are not counted, it lasts around 43 days. Because I've heard, like, okay, I know we don't eat meat on Fridays because it's Lent season, but what does it mean? Well, it is in remembrance of Christ's death, and it is for the sacrifice he made, and it is also, yes, so that is the reason that Catholics follow this practice. Now, I often hear that college basketball season, the regular season, is a waste of time, it's irrelevant, and it doesn't matter. Well, I tend to agree with that, but it's people say it's because the season is too long. No, I don't believe the season is too long. I believe that the reason that college basketball is irrelevant during the regular season is because you have one and done players and you don't get to know the players. Back before one and done, when college basketball players stayed for 4 years, they were considered student athletes. But now, since they're one and done, they're not really student athletes. They're athletic students, and that's really what it is. A lot of them leave after 1 year, and they go off to the NBA. And while some may come back later to do online or actually on campus to complete their degree, many don't. Because I believe that there should be a 2-year requirement. If you choose to play college basketball, then you should have to go to college at least 2 seasons or 2 years. Now, if you don't want to go to college, I believe you should be able to go out of high school and go to the NBA. So you have a choice. You can go from high school to the NBA, but if you choose college, it should be required that you attend 2 seasons or 2 years. I believe if that were to occur, college basketball regular season would matter more, because then you would get to know the teams and the players better. Right now, college basketball is known for the coaches. Like, you have Mike Krzyzewski, Bill Self, John Calipari, Roy Williams, Jim Boeheim. Again, college basketball is mostly known for the big names, the big schools, and it's mainly the coaches and the school brand name. But you don't know any of the players. Now, in March, when the tournaments start, then you start to do your homework and start to read up on all these teams and all these players and their success during the season. And then you watch, you do like a cram session for like finals before the March Madness tournament starts. And you watch all these little tournaments, conference tournaments, to get ready for the big tournament, which is March Madness tournament, which is a field of 68. So you have your ACC tournaments, you'll have your Big 12 tournaments, your SEC tournaments, then you'll have all these smaller conference tournaments, but you pay more attention to them in March because, hey, I want to see how this, if this team gets hot, or see what this team's doing, or if I should believe in them or pick them for my bracket. So then you fill out your brackets, and then it's time to be invited to the big dance, the March Madness tournament. And, so yeah, I just think that while the March Madness tournament is great and probably one of the best sporting events to take place, it just, it's only about a 5 week or 6 week, time period in which you actually care to follow college basketball, because anywhere from November through late February, you're not really paying attention to college basketball. And then when March hits, all of a sudden, everybody is paying more attention and doing their homework so that way they can try and fill out their brackets and have the perfect bracket and inner bracket challenges and bracketology and all of that fun stuff. And it is fun. And and March Madness tournament is something many look forward to each year. And that's no exception this year. But I believe that if you choose to play college basketball, you should at least be required to go 2 years or two seasons of college basketball. And if you do not want to play college basketball, you can go from high school to the NBA. And if you flame out, then that's on you. But that's just my thoughts on that. Now, I mean, you could possibly have an option to go and join the G League, the NBA's developmental league, but that's not an option that's been discussed yet. But it's definitely something for the NCAA and the NBA to look at. And I think that if a player decides to go to college for 2 years, it not only helps the college game, but it helps the NBA. It helps because right now you have a lot of one-and-done players that need to improve their game and work on their game, rather it be strength or skill. And the NBA gets a lot of the players that come out of college that are one and done, most of them are not ready. And they don't even make the rosters to the NBA teams, or They're just on the bench. A lot of them get they try out in summer league, and then they don't show enough or whatever, and then they end up going to the developmental league where you may never hear of them again. There are some cases where the developmental league sends players to the NBA rosters, but that's few and far between. I just think it would benefit both college basketball and the NBA to have players actually in college for at least 2 years or two seasons. It would help college because you would get to see the best of a player and see a player grow in the second year, either grow or digress, and that would determine a player's value and worth more if that were to happen. Because if you have one great season, that's a small sample size. What do you do in your second year when you have coaches and everybody that has tape on you and knows your tendencies and stuff? How do you adjust to that? We don't really get to know that because they leave and they go to the NBA. And a lot of times, like I said, they're not ready. And it hurts the product and the quality of college basketball. And it also hurts the NBA when players don't make NBA rosters and they go to the developmental league and you don't hear them again. But yeah, like always though, looking forward to the March Madness tournament, filling out brackets, and I'll have my picks once brackets come out. Now, recently, Tom Brady was spotted at a college basketball game between the North Carolina Tar Heels and the Syracuse Orange Men. He was spotted with Julian Edelman, one of his favorite targets to throw to as a receiver, and they were spotted with tonight's show host Jimmy Fallon. Julian Edelman can be seen shouting, "He's coming back, he's coming back," referring to Tom Brady and his decision to either continue to play the field in free agency with other teams or to return to the New England Patriots. According to Edelman, Brady is coming back to the Patriots. He said, "He's coming back, he's coming back." Brady didn't really have an expression, but that could be a telling sign. But I have my doubts, and I do not think Tom Brady is going to return to the Patriots because there's not enough talent there to support them being a championship contender. And I do not see the Patriots giving a 42-year-old $30 million. I expect Tom Brady to be with another team next season. But who and where and why remains to be seen. That's all the time for this episode. Facebook and Twitter is where it's at, where you can follow the show. Facebook.com/explodedit. And on Twitter, follow me at @IamRadioRalph. This has been a Radio Ralph production of Applauded It, powered by Exploded It. Radio Ralph, signing off. Until next time.